Thank you so much. Ireland is committed to combating all forms of racism in society. Our programme for government, which is our key government policy document, notes that equality between all citizens is a core guiding principle of our state. It further notes that over recent years, we have taken major strides in addressing discrimination against minority and marginalised groups. However, the task of ensuring that every individual enjoys this fundamental right remains incomplete. We will continue to build on hard-won progress to give real meaning to our best values of equality and fairness. The programme further commits our current government, to publish a national action plan against racism. And I'm very conscious that we've been asked to focus on achievements for the last year, so I'll focus on that. So an independent anti-racism committee was established in 2020 to fulfil this commitment for a national action plan. The TORs included a request for the committee to prepare a draft anti-racism strategy containing a clear action plan, taking into account the review of evidence, including state responses to UN and European commitments, international practice, the outcome of very extensive stakeholder dialogue, and also the Durban Declaration and Programme for Action. The interim report was published in 2021 and sets out the overall approach, the guiding principles and understandings of racism the committee employed in developing the plan. The committee consulted widely and received a large number of submissions. The interim report specifically noted the need to pay attention to specific areas of public policy in developing the national plan, including education, employment, access to justice, policing, accommodation, and health. And in follow-up to the OHCHR presentation we just heard, awareness raising is also noted as an important element. In June of this year, the draft National Action Plan Against Racism was submitted to the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. And I very much hope that this time next year, I will be able to report that it is now being implemented and to provide further detail on the content. I also wanted to briefly touch on Ireland's new hate crime bill, formerly known as the Criminal Justice Incitement to Violence or Hatred and Hate Crime Bill of 2022. This new bill will repeal and replace the 1989 Prohibition of Incitement to Hatred Act, creating new and simpler offences of incitement to hatred. It will also address hate crime by creating new aggravated forms of certain existing criminal offences, where those offences are motivated by prejudice against a protected characteristic. Those protected characteristics include race, colour, nationality, religion, ethnic or national origin, sexual orientation, gender or disability. This is likely to be on the Cabinet agenda in the coming weeks. So again, hopefully, I'll be able to provide a very positive update this time next year. Finally, in follow-up to a comment that we noted in one of the sessions on Monday on the importance of disaggregated data and data collection, this is something we are very cognizant of and are working on addressing. We are working on a national equality data strategy that will put in place a strategic approach to improving the collection, use, and dissemination of equality data. It is intended that the strategy will be in place from 2023. It will provide a general approach for identifying current gaps in equality data and guidance on how to fill those gaps, as well as develop standard practices in classification. Equality data can help analyse where needs are most acute and what impact interventions are having across all public services and bodies. With specific regard to policing, which was also noted on Monday, legislation is currently being proposed that would codify the powers of search, arrest and detention, and as part of this, provision will be made for recording the details of the use of stop and search powers. It is intended that this record will include ethnicity, which will allow for periodic audits of the exercise by the Garda Síochána, the Irish Policing Service, of stop and search powers. So if I can echo our programme for government that I noted at the outset, we have taken steps to eliminate racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerance, but we still have more to do and we will continue doing that. Thank you.